TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Itakwini has revised its proposed tariff hikes down. Mayor Mxolisi Kaunda tabled the city's budget at the Durban ICC this afternoon. Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi reports.
Kaunda has announced the proposed electricity tariff increase is being dropped from 14% to 12.72%. The tariff hikes for water and sanitation are being reduced by 2% to 12.9% and 10.9%, respectively. Property rates go down to 6.5%. Refuse is down to a 7% increase for domestic collections and 8% for businesses. Ratepayers associations have been up in arms over the tariff hikes, with some saying they are unjustified as service delivery is poor in the city, while others say many communities cannot afford the proposed hikes. Tamasha Kanyi, East Coast Radio News Watch.
Black economic empowerment in real estate will lead to job losses for half the agents in the country. That's the view of Jan Leroux, the CEO of Real Estate Business Owners of South Africa. He's reacting to the Property Practitioners Regulatory Authority's latest warning to agencies to fully comply with BEE legislation or lose out on renewing their operating certificate.
It's not like they're threatening to take certificates away, because we get our certificates issued for 3 years. Everyone's is now valid till next year. But when you apply for a renewal next year, they say we will not give you a certificate.
The authority has introduced a qualifying valid certification which scores agencies with a turnover of more than 2.5 million rand. Leroux says the impact will be devastating.
There are various points under which you must score on the scorecard, and ownership is one of the major ones. So if you own your own business, family business, mom and pop shop as we often call them, then you simply cannot qualify. So that would lead to the deregistration of a lot of companies. There are 40,000 agents, so one could guess that it would affect 20,000.
Former ANC Deputy President Khalima Mutlante says the disciplinary process against former ANC President Jacob Zuma is a fair procedure. Zuma faces charges of breaching the party's constitution by endorsing the new MK party. The ANC suspended him in January. Speaking on the campaign trail in Soweto, Mutlante said that Zuma's choices brought about his current predicament.
All of us write our own history by the choices that we make. So he's made his own choices, and that's his history. And the organization has to ensure that it follows procedural fairness, being just to whoever you have a relationship with as an organization.
And Liberia's president has issued an executive order to establish a war crimes court to bring justice to victims of Liberia's civil wars. The legislation, backed by Parliament and the Senate, targets perpetrators, including lawmakers. President Joseph Boakai says in the past there have been failures to act on post-war reconciliation commission findings. Durban 27 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 33, Richards Bay 29.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. A Bok Boosted Sharks has been named for tomorrow's Challenge Cup semi-final. There's two massive Nedbank Cup semi-finals this weekend, and Ferrari is keen to secure the services of legendary designer Adrian Newey.